So let's just sit back in a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths and just relax. Just allow everything to be as it is, without judgment, without any attempt to control your experience. Right now is the only moment there is. There is no past. There is no future. There is only this one continuous moment. And as you turn inward, placing your attention on whatever arises in your awareness, I'd like you to notice that you are the space in which thought arises. There is the meditator. You are the space in which the meditator arises. There is the seeker seeking an experience of meditating. But you are the space in which the seeker arises. Just observe. Just observe the mechanism of the mind. Just observe the movement of thought. Without judgment. Without resistance. There is an experience of the body. There may be sensations. Emotions. And interpretations. Just allow them to be there. are the space in which your body arises. And so you are free from all those experiences. You are free from the thoughts. Because you are not your thoughts. You are the observer. Just observe. Notice how awareness likes to move from object to object. From one sense perception to another, moving from sound to sound, from feeling to feeling. And do not attempt to control. Just observe. And you may notice that there is a story. There's a story of your personal history, of your past. And there is a temptation to be identified with the story as who you are. And notice that the story uses both the past and the future. Experiences of gain and loss. In order to uphold this story, but you are not this story. You are the space in which this story arises. Just observe. Just observe. You are the objectless, awake presence. You are pure awareness. Pure consciousness itself. You cannot be defined by a story or by any activity of thought. In this recognition, you are free. There is no body, no personhood, no experience or sensation in which you would use to define you. All those thoughts and sensations that arise do not define you. Just observe them. And allow them to be there. Look at them directly. Look at what is underneath them. Thought attempts to define, categorize, compartmentalize. And it tries to seek security and comfort through this activity. Look at this movement. Just look at the mind that is breaking things, objects, experiences apart into categories. Past and future, good and bad, right and wrong, pain and pleasure, organizing, labeling, defining. Just look. Just look. Look at the seeker. Look at the mechanism of seeking. Look at how the mind attempts to cover over the emptiness, the abstraction, with more specifics. Look at how the mind attempts to fulfill a sense of lack, a sense of emptiness, a longing this activity of seeking, acquiring experience, making up a story of personhood. Attempting to find security and comfort through accumulating that peace is here now, in this moment, in the emptiness, in the space. Notice that you are free. As you are identified with the abstraction, with pure consciousness itself, in those moments as you drop the seeker, drop the meditator, drop the thinker, just observe, the temptation to associate into the thoughts as they arise. Just notice the temptation to become involved with the thinking. There's no need to control the thoughts or to deny the thoughts or repress them or evaluate them or to judge them at all. Just be attentive. To the activities of the mind. Without any expectation. Without any outcome in mind. May be very busy, or it may be completely still, but just allow your experience to be as it is. mind may wander. And you just notice this. You are the observer. You are not the thoughts that you are thinking. You are awake, alive, vital, and you are free. Thoughts cannot change that. Thoughts cannot interrupt stillness. The stillness is perfect, complete, unabated. All that arises in awareness arises within the stillness. It takes nothing away, nor does it add anything at all. Notice what is changeless. Notice what is completely outside of the movements of the mind. Notice the stillness. The sense of aliveness. The sense of awake, conscious presence. That is what you are. You are not the story you tell about yourself. You are not the thoughts you think. You are not the body that seems to surround you. You are not the sensations and emotions that arise into your awareness. You are not the seeker. You are not the meditator. those things, those objects, are all a part of the movement of thought. The intention behind the seeker, behind the meditator, the idea that motivates thought, that motivates the story of your personal history. Is a belief, a perception, an idea of lack, of emptiness. The attempt to define and categorize and organize thoughts as a way of arriving at certainty, arriving at comfort, right? Can you see this? And so just look at this perception of lack. Look at the sensation of this tiny little gap of emptiness. Loneliness. It's just a thought. It's just a belief. And as you look at that, you can also see that the seeker is trying to fill that gap, right? With a story of who you are, with experiences, with accumulating objects for security and comfort. Can you see this? Thank you. observe this tendency. Do not judge. Do not attempt to control this activity, but point your attentiveness on the mechanism of the mind. Where this perception of emptiness or of lack exists. And look to see, is the peace, the comfort, or the security that you're seeking, is that not already here now? As you are identified with the abstract, awake presence, the pure consciousness that is observing this experience without any attachments or expectations, without any judgments, is the peace already here? In the absence of seeking, or being outside of the mechanism of seeking, isn't that fulfillment? Just look. Now, as you prepare to continue about your business, allow this meditation to extend into all the rest of your activities. Allow the attentiveness, the awareness, to continue. The meditation does not end. It just changes form.